Again, welcome to Freedom Church. It's good to have you here today. And I'm especially glad that you made it here today because you've got a real treat in store. We were supposed to do this last Sunday, but Hurricane Nate rearranged our plans for last Sunday. And thankfully, we were able to just reschedule by 1 week. We have a longtime dear friend of this ministry who's going to be preaching today. And I'm so excited to have Pastor Isaiah Kadiri back with us. But not only Pastor Isaiah, this is the first time ever that he's been able to bring his wife, whose name I cannot pronounce. So she is Mama Kay to us. I'm going to ask you both to come and join me on stage, Mama Kay and Pastor Isaiah. Give them a warm Freedom welcome. So good to see you guys here. Have you back?
Yes, sir.
And Mama Kay, so honored to have you here on behalf of the whole Freedom family. Welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Now, I don't want to get in the way of your preaching time, but I do want to have just a moment to ask you guys a couple of questions. I know they'd like to ask you some questions.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I'm just going to ask you, Mama Kay, first time in the States, what's your first impression, good or bad?
Amen.
Amen.
Very good.
Very good.
Awesome. Awesome. It's worth you knowing this. Of the 13 churches that these two God has used to plant and oversee in Nigeria, all of the months of the year that Pastor Isaiah is doing the Lord's work here, Mama Kay is the one who is pastoring and overseeing while he's absent.
Amen.
So give us a sense of what that's like for you leading the way when Isaiah is here with us.
Amen.
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 Like the scripture said, it is not by power,
amen,
nor by might,
right,
but by my spirit, says the Lord. And I know it has been God's grace upon my life,
right,
to be able to do the work on his behalf. It is the grace of God, absolutely.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'll just ask both of you, what's the most encouraging thing that you see when you look at what's happening in Nigeria as far as kingdom work?
Yeah, actually, in Nigeria, we have seen the power of God greatly like never before. Just recently, we saw something amazing that happened. One of the leader of the Islamic sect, the Muslims, their leader, Jesus, appeared to him. And when Jesus appeared to him in his dream, and Jesus opened the Bible unto him and began to show him how he loved him and how he don't want him to die in this condition. He says Jesus now took him to another place and showed him how he hung on the cross and how he suffered for him. And he began to cry. And when he was crying, he asked Jesus, what am I going to do now? Because I don't think you can forgive me my sins because I've killed a lot of people. I've destroyed a lot of souls. Jesus told him, even though your sin is as red as crimson, my blood can make it white as snow.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ now, you know, love him. And when he woke up from that encounter, that was the change of his life. Now he is leading a campaign of Christian telling people that they got to change from being a Muslim to become a Christian, you know,
wow,
telling other people that, look, Jesus is the only way. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Mama Kay, I'm just going to ask you, I haven't prompted you in advance, but if you could just offer a word of encouragement to women, American Christian women in the church today about their role in God using them. I don't know how it's been historically in Nigeria, but in the U.S., women have been a lot of times marginalized and have struggled to emerge as leaders within the church, and yet they've been the backbone of the church. If you could offer a word of encouragement, what would you say to women?
Amen.
Amen.
Christ Jesus has empowered the women right from the time he resurrected from the dead. And we all understood from the scripture that he sent Mary a message from the beginning. And that has not changed. So we all have a role to move the work of God forward. We all have a place in the work of the kingdom. And I want to encourage every woman or every American woman that God has a place for you in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
And you can be used in his kingdom. So don't relent. Don't allow anything to weigh you down. Don't allow your job to weigh you down. I tell you that in the marketplace, that you have a place in the kingdom. In your office, you have a place in the kingdom. And I tell you the truth, it is high time that we wake up to our responsibility. And even in our marriage, in our home, we can do the work of God in our home. And I wrote a book here, Help Meet, Capsules for Winning Wives. And the Bible says, except the Lord build a house, the labor in vain that build it. So until we get ourselves into the work of the kingdom, I tell you, even in our home, we won't be able to run it well. God bless you.
Just in addition, amen, just to add a little to what she just said, women in the Bible time, a woman was the first evangelist of restoration. You know, Jesus Christ appeared. Mary was first at the tomb, early hour in the morning. And Jesus appeared to her. And she thought he was a gardener, you know. And when Jesus said, Mary, she was shocked and recognized that that is the Lord. And she said, Rabboni. You know, wanted to embrace Jesus. Jesus said, woman, don't touch me yet. I need to go to the Father and present the blood, right? But go to Galilee and tell my brethren that I'm going to meet them in Galilee. So the first evangelist of resurrection is a woman. And so God has anointed women for the ministry in this end time. She pastors on my behalf, our big church. She's the one that is pastoring there. And she also pastors other pastors of different location. She brings them together once in a month, you know, to teach them the word and to reveal the vision that God has given to us. So the ministry to us has been challenging, but we thank God for the grace of God upon her life. Each time I spend time in the United States doing ministry work, 4 months, 5 months, she hold the church together. She hold the church together. Amen. By the grace of God. And she loves people. She loves the people of God. And they love her. They fondly call her Mama Kay.
And we too now.
Yes.
And as we understand, there are now 13 churches rather than 12. It was,
yes,
12 the last time.
It was 12 the last time. But God did a great work. God did a great work. Freedom Church is such a great church, a wonderful church. Freedom Church has partnered with me to do great work in Nigeria. And I have to confess that to these people.
Amen.
Let them know what God is doing through their generosity, their donations. Your donations empower me to do more. You know, when I came here last time, it was 12 churches, but you blessed me. You asked everybody to bless me. And when I went back, because of that, we were able to have finances in our hand to go for more disciples, to go for more, you know, and we bless God. Freedom Church, there is a sweet spirit in this place, I must tell you. My wife said that when we came in, she said, the people are so sweet. I said, yeah, I told you. I told you. So everybody looks so sweet. I said, that's what makes Freedom Church different. That's what made Freedom Church outstanding. The love of Jesus in this place is so much without measure. And we are so glad to be, you know, partners with this ministry. And I tell you what, God is going to take us to the next level of this relationship. I'm so glad that my wife has to be here with me to see, because I used to tell her about Freedom Church. She said, okay, until we get to United States, I have to be there myself. I said, fine. And now she's here. She said, the people are so sweet. Everybody is so sweet. I said, yes, I told you.
Well, I'm going to get
and
out of the
when
way.
He came back to from the United States last trip, we were able to open, is it open, you call it here? Another church.
We started another church 4 months ago.
4 months ago.
Yes.
Yes, praise sir. God.
It
Hallelujah.
Is by His grace and by the love we receive from Freedom Church. Yeah. God is doing mighty things in Africa. I'm so excited this morning.
Thank you. You bring what God's put on your heart. Thank you, Mama.
Amen. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, thank you. Tell somebody, say, I'm so excited to be in the service today. Amen. I bring to you a noun word from the Lord this morning. I'm going to believe the Holy Spirit to help me give out this word as quick as I can, so that I can open door for the Holy Spirit to minister to everyone that is here. I don't know what your need is this morning, but the Holy Spirit knows what your need is, and the Holy Spirit is going to meet your need. If you need healing, the Holy Spirit is going to heal you this morning by the power of the blood of Jesus. If you need finances this morning, God's going to give you favor, and He's going to open doors for you to be blessed financially. And if you need some kind of divine revelation this morning, God is going to open heavens upon you to give you divine revelations. I'm so excited each time I come to Freedom Church. There is this liberty that I enjoy in the spirit. I feel so excited. I feel so glad in the spirit because there is the presence of God is flowing right here. I feel and I can see it, and I can understand that no man can do this but God Himself. So this morning, I just welcome you again, and I'm taking you right away to the scripture, and let us believe God for what God has for His church this morning. Amen. Amen. Say with me in a confession word. Say, I love Jesus with all my heart. I love Jesus with all my soul. Jesus is the Lord and the Savior of my life. Jesus loves me. And I know that He loves me. I'm glad that Jesus is the Lord of my life. Say amen. Now, the Lord, while I was praying for what God got for us this morning, the Lord told me that go to Freedom Church and tell them that this is the season of fruitfulness. This is the season of fruitfulness. Everybody say season of fruitfulness. Say it again. Season of fruitfulness. Say it one more time. Season of fruitfulness. Now, life on earth is programmed into season by God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 1, it says, to everything under the sun, there is a season and a time for every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest. So everything about this life is programmed into seasons and time. Into season and time. Now, we have time, we have 24 hours of time in one day. 12 hours for daylight and 12 hours for night. 24 hours to make one round day. That is time. God programmed it to be so. Also, we have days like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. God programmed it to be so. As the time revolves around 24-hour cycle, it makes a full day. And a day continues to change from one day to other, from Tuesday to Wednesday, until the seventh day make a full week. And then we have this time also programmed to bring forth months of the year. We have January month, February month, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. And then it complete the cycle and begin all over again. And the same way we have season. We have season. Now we are in the fall, right? We are in the fall time. And just a little while from now, we're going to metamorphose into another season that is called winter. And then when we go through the winter season for some time, we are going to get into the springtime. When we finish from the springtime, we're going to get to summertime. And when we finish from summertime, we're going to get back again to the fall time. God ordained time and season. God ordained time and season. The Lord gave me a word for every one of you here today. I don't know what the time is in your life. I don't know what season you are now. But I want to tell you that no season is permanent. No time is permanent. Everything changes from period to period. It might not be that okay now. It might not be that well now. But the Lord say that your season is turning around for your good. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear somebody say amen? Now, when you go through some rough time, that is a season. When you go through some bad time, that is a season. When things seems not to be going the way you want it, that is season. Now, don't you think that that season is just forever? As long as the earth remains, season will keep changing. No matter how rough it is now, it is going to be fine. It is going to be fine with you. You're going to come out of whatever you are going through. You're going to smile again. You're going to laugh again. You're going to smile again. Your season of celebration is right at the corner. Everything is going to be all right with you. Hallelujah. Can I hear you say hallelujah? Now, you are created by God, and you are blessed by God to be fruitful. So when we are talking about season of fruitfulness, we are talking about when God wants to create an alertness in our heart to wake up to responsibility, telling us that, hey, my daughter, hey, my son, this is your season of fruitfulness. And the Lord said, when you get to Freedom Church, tell them that this is the season of fruitfulness. Now, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, when you read from verse 26, the Bible says, and God created man in his own image after his likeness. You know, in the image of God created he them, male and female. And God created them in the beginning. In verse 28, and God blessed the man that he created. And he prophesied into his life and said, be fruitful. multiply and replenish the earth. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. From the beginning, God made man to be fruitful. He never made us to be barren. He never made us to be unfruitful. He made us to be fruitful. So in the name of Jesus, standing on the word of God, I'm praying over your life today that you will be fruitful. In your business, you will be fruitful. In your marriage, you will be fruitful. In this ministry, we are fruitful. And God will bring a lot of fruits into a Freedom Church through you and through me. And at the end of the day, we give all the glory to God. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Now, so you are programmed by God to bear fruit. So as a believer, as a child of God, we've got to bear fruit. Now, our text is going to be taken from John chapter 15. John chapter 15 from verse 1 to 5. John 15 from verse 1 to 5. Now, the scripture tells us much about how Jesus wanted all his children to be fruitful. Amen. Amen. In John chapter 15, that scripture is incredible. The way God wants us to be fruitful. He really, really wants us all the time to bear fruit. Now, look at what the scripture says in verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. What that means is my Father is the gardener. My Father is the vine dresser. A gardener, a vine dresser, a husbandman, the farmer. My Father is the one that owns the garden. Jesus said, he is the true vine, and his Father is the vine dresser. Every branch, verse 2, in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Everybody say more fruit. Say it loud. Say more fruit. Say it authoritatively. Say more fruit. Now declare that over yourself. Say, I am saved by God to bear fruit and bear more fruit. Amen. Say, I receive. Say that again. Say, I receive the anointing of God to bear fruit and bear more fruit in Jesus' name. Say amen. Now, look at verse 4. Look at verse 4. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me. Verse 5. I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Jesus said, without him, we can do nothing. Without Jesus, we cannot bear fruit. So Jesus is the vine himself, and we are the branches of the vine. We must stay connected to the vine before we can bear fruit. Now, in Freedom Church, what the Lord revealed to me, and it's very, very important that we all should know this, that our bishop, our pastor, has been anointed by God to go and teach all nations. When I saw the revelation in the spirit, that increased my love for the man of God. That increased my passion to pray for the man of God. That increased my desire to stand by the man of God. What God showed me was, I saw in the spirit realm how the anointing of God was coming so much upon the man of God, like oil was pouring upon his head. And I saw our pastor standing upon a round ball. The ball has the map, of the world on it. It's like a globe. And as he was standing on top of the globe, I saw the oil pouring upon his hair, and the oil was, you know, soaking him and going down to his leg and watering, you know, the globe. The oil was pouring upon the ball, rolling down towards Africa, rolling down toward Asia, rolling down in Europe, and the oil was pouring from his leg. I say, my God. That was when I started getting closer and getting closer to him, because I want some of that oil too. Amen. Say amen, somebody. He is so anointed to teach us the Word of God, to nurse us by the Word of God. And then when he has fed us with the truth of God's Word, we can now go out and bear fruit. We can now go out and produce. Now, a pastor in the Greek word is called poimen. Poimen. And that word poimen means a shepherd. A shepherd. And a shepherd is the man that feeds the flock. We are the flock of Christ. And the man of God that God has placed over our life to teach us the Word of God, he is the shepherd that God placed to watch over us. Now, he feeds us with the Word of God, and we are the one that bear fruit. Do you understand me now? We are the one that bear fruit. He feed us good, and we produce. We reproduce ourselves. We bring forth more souls to the kingdom. We bear more fruits for the kingdom. So God has anointed our pastor, Pastor Mark, to, you know, teach us the Word of God, to feed us with the Word of God, so that we can go and bear fruit. And not just to bear fruit, that we might bear much fruit. Say amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? All right. Now, there are three levels of fruit bearing. How many levels of fruit bearing? Three. Tell somebody, say, there are three. Tell somebody, there are three. Now, bearing fruit, there are three levels of bearing fruit as a man. There are three levels of bearing fruit as a child of God. Now, one of those levels is called the fruit of the body. Everybody say with me, say the fruit of the body. Say it again, say the fruit of the body. That can be found in the book of Psalm 127. Psalm 127 from verse 3 to 5. Psalm 127 verse 3 say, children are the fruit of the womb. Children are the fruit of the body. When you get married, you are having children. That is fruit. And we call that kind of fruit biological fruit. Fruit of the body. So children are the fruit of the womb. The fruit of the body. You know, and they are the reward of the Lord unto every marriage. Children are the fruit of the womb. Then in verse 5, he says, blessed is every man that has his quiver full of them. That's what makes African people to have lots of children. We want to have our quiver full of the fruit of the body to fulfill that scripture. It's okay if you have 2, 3, you give birth to as many as you can. But me and Mama Kay, we have 6 children because we want our quiver to be full of... Say amen. Yeah, to God be the glory. And guess what? All our children, we pray over them, we minister to them, and they are doing real good. They are all born again from the first to the last. They are all with us in the ministry. My oldest daughter is a worship leader in our ministry. She's blessed, talented. I told you how God how she gave birth to that girl. It was by miracle. You know, she was in labor for 3 days and could not have the child. That was 1992. She was crying in labor for 3 days. And she called me and said, please pray for me. And the doctor said, Mr. Kadiri, go and bring money so that we can take your wife to theater and bring out the baby, because she's not going to be able to have the baby naturally. And in Nigeria, if you don't have money, there's not going to be treatment. The doctor will not do anything unless you pay cash. You know, so her life was in danger. See her here. And her life was in danger. And I call upon God. And we pray together. I said, God, you have to have mercy on me. I don't want to lose my wife. Please, God, you got to do something. I don't have money for the surgery. Lord, you have to do something. And I placed my hand on her stomach and I took authority against the powers of darkness that is behind there. And I say, Satan, remove your hand from the fruit of our body. Get out in the name of Jesus. And the power that was, complicating her delivery was bound, because the Bible says anything that we bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. And then that's how God did the miracle. After praying for her, 5 minutes later, she had the baby naturally. And when they told me that she just had the baby, I said, oh my God, I was so excited. I said, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, because you have helped me not to lose my wife and lose my baby. My baby is alive. My wife is alive. The name of this baby shall be called Miracle. So my first daughter is called Miracle. She's a minister. You know, she lead our worship team. And we had another girl called Perfect. We have 4 boys after having the 2 girls. So our quiver is full. Say amen. Amen. Now that's the fruit of the body. That's one level of bearing fruit. Now the second level of bearing fruit, according to what the Lord was teaching me, is the fruit of the Spirit. Everybody say the fruit of the Spirit. Say it again. Say the fruit of the Spirit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. The Bible says, the fruit of the Spirit has been listed out. It's love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, which is called long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's another level of bearing fruit. And when the Holy Spirit comes into you, as you give your life over to Jesus, the Holy Spirit come and dwell in your spirit, and your spirit begin to bear fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. 9 fruits of the Spirit. 9 fruits of the Spirit. Spiritually, you also have your quiver full. Amen. Now, look at that. The fruit of the body, number one, is one level of bearing fruit. Number two, the fruit of the Spirit is another level of bearing fruit. So, everyone in the house here, in the name of Jesus, you are receiving the benefits and the blessings of the fruit of the Spirit. From now on, you walk in love, you walk in joy, you walk in peace. In the name of Jesus, your spirit will be at peace. Nothing troubles your heart because you bear the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Love is what? Joy. In this troubled world, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Even when you are fired from your place of work, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Even when you are sued for a divorce, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Even when nobody, you know, seems to be on your side anymore, give the Lord praise and rejoice in the Spirit. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord God will give you His joy that does not know boundary. In the name of Jesus, every day you are joyful, you are thankful, you are giving praise to God. And people say, wait a minute, she's always happy. What's your secret? Tell them Jesus is my secret. Tell them the Holy Ghost is my secret. They say, look at what you're going through, and yet you are still happy. Yes, I'm happy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Everybody say joy.
Joy.
Say, I receive the fruit of the Spirit. I receive love. I receive joy. I receive peace. I have patience. I have patience. I have kindness. I am kind. I have goodness. I am faithful. Because the Spirit of God lives on the inside of me. I have meekness. I have self-control. Amen. Those are the fruits of the Spirit that you bear. Number three level, the third level of fruit bearing is called the fruit of souls. The fruit of the body, the fruit of the Spirit, and the fruit of souls. The fruit of souls are people that you bring to the Lord. Are people that you bring to the Lord. Are people that you told them about Jesus and they give their life to Jesus. The fruit of the souls is called the harvest. The harvest. The end time harvest. Now in Luke chapter 10. In Luke chapter 10 verse 2. Jesus lifted up his eye and he saw in the Spirit. He said, oh my God, the harvest is so much, but the laborers are few. Luke chapter 10 and verse 2. The harvest is so much. We need souls for the kingdom. The harvest is so much, but the laborers are few. People to bear the fruits and bring souls to the kingdom. Jesus is looking for them. And thank God. You are one of them. I am one of them. We are one of them. Say amen. Amen. Now, in the Bible, when you look at the scripture carefully, you discover that Andrew brought Simon, which is called Peter, to Jesus. Andrew brought his own brother to Jesus Christ. Huh? And if you also talk about a man called Philip, brought his own person, his own friend, Nathaniel, to Jesus Christ. Philip brought Nathaniel to Jesus. Andrew brought Simon Peter to Jesus Christ. And when he brought to Jesus Christ, Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon Peter. And that Peter, from the word Peter, you know, stone that is dashed out of the rock. Amen. And then Jesus began to work with them. So we have to bring people to Jesus. We have to bring souls to Jesus. We have to bring souls to the kingdom. When Philip brought Nathanael to Jesus, Jesus looked at Nathanael. He said, wow, a Nazareth indeed, a true Israelite in whom there is no guile. And Nathanael said, you don't know me. How do you know me? Jesus told him, when you were standing under the tree by the wayside, I saw you. I knew you. I knew you were coming. By revelation, Jesus began to tell Nathanael what he did even before he came to meet with Jesus. He said, oh my God, my Lord and my God. He said, is it because I told you what, where you were and what you did before you come that makes you to believe? That's just a little thing. That's just a little thing. Just follow me and you are going to see something greater than what I have just told you. Amen. Now, we are to bring people to Jesus Christ. And when we bring people to Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God will be enlarged. So we got to bear fruit. We need to bear fruit. Thank God you are saved. Thank God when Jesus comes, you're going to be with him forever. That's wonderful. What about our loved ones? What about other people that are yet to know Jesus? It is our responsibility to bring them over to Jesus Christ and disciple them. Jesus said, he gave us an assignment in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. He said, go to all nations, make disciples of all nations. Make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe everything that I have taught you. Go and make disciples of all nations. Go and bear fruit in all nations. Go to Latin America. Go to Mexico. Go to South. Go to Chile. Go to Puerto Rico. Go to Asia. Go to Africa. Go to England. Go to China. Go to Russia. Go to all the nations and bear fruit, that your fruit may abide. Teach them all things I have taught you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the close of the age. Say amen. Amen. Jesus is going with you. When you are going to Mexico, you are going to other nations, Jesus is going with you. Anywhere you go, Jesus is going with you. You are going to Africa, Jesus is going with you. You are going to China, Jesus is going with you. India, Pakistan, Jesus is going with you. You are going to Russia, Jesus is going with you. He said, go, I am with you always. So no evil will harm you. He said, I am with you. So he has commanded us to bear fruit by making disciples of all nations. Say all nations. Amen. Say it again. Say all nations. Amen. I'm looking forward to see God using you all to spread out. We are going forward. We must move forward. We must plant churches here and there. This is one thing we do, myself and Christiana. When we go out to preach to people, after preaching to them and so much people give their life to Jesus, we have no option than to plant a church. Because it's not enough to bring fish from inside the river out when you are not ready to make use of the fish. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, when you fish and you bring fish out, that's not the end. When you bring souls from the world to Christ, that's not the end. You have to take the pain. You have to take responsibility to disciple them by teaching them to observe all things that Jesus taught you. Everything Jesus put into you, you put into them. And how can that be possible? You got to plant a church and you got to nurse them. You got to bring them out. You got to feed them with the sincere milk of the Word of God. When you do that, oh my God, you are fulfilling your mandate as a child of God. Say amen. Amen. Say with me, like Isaiah said, God said, who are we going to send? Who shall go for us? The world is dying in sin and going to destruction every day, but we need to send somebody. Who will go for us? Isaiah in the Bible said, Lord, here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. I want every one of you to make yourself available for the ministry work, for the kingdom work. There are various ways that God can send you. If you can't go physically, your finances can go. Your seed can go and do the work. Now, Freedom Church has done a lot of evangelical work in Nigeria. But Pastor Mark has not been to Nigeria yet. We are believing God that he will come very soon in Jesus' name. He will come. He will come and be a blessing to us. But even though he has not gone to Africa, he has sent seeds to Africa. He has sent seed to Nigeria. Freedom Church, your seed has been able to, you know, put a platform for the gospel work to go forward, expand. So there are various ways that you can bear fruit through sending your fruit, your seed to support mission work. We help you to bear fruit. Every soul that we won in Nigeria through your support, God is recording it for you, that you are partners of the kingdom. You are partners of the kingdom. Lord, I can't go to Africa, but I am sending this seed to Africa for the kingdom work. And each time your seed goes to Africa, and any soul that comes to know Jesus Christ, you have a reward in heaven. Say, I have a reward in heaven. Say it again. Say, I have a reward in heaven. Say amen. So God wants us to bear fruit. God wants us to bear fruit. Now, at the Walmart, you can tell somebody about the Lord. Or you can send out emails. You can invite people. Oh, we have something special doing at Freedom Church today. Please, will you come and be with us at Freedom Church? You bring them. You introduce them to your pastor. Sir, one of the ways that we grow our church in Nigeria is committing the members of the church to invite people to the church. And when they come to church and they experience the power of worship and the power of prayer and the power of the word of God, their lives change. And when their lives change, they have brought souls to God. Amen. So you might not necessarily begin to preach to somebody from Genesis to Revelation of the Bible, but you can invite the person. Please come and be with me at Freedom Church this coming Sunday. I will make sure our pastor attend to you, and you bring the person and you say, hey, Pastor Mark, my friend is here with me. Hey, Pastor Mark, my co-worker is here in the church with me. Will you like to talk with, will you like to pray for her? That is how we expound the work of God day and night. I'm praying for you today that next Sunday you will not come all alone. You're going to bring someone to the church with you. Amen. 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 And then, do you know that where we are right now is God want us to, you know, multiply. God want us to plant churches. God want us to, you know, make disciples. Go out. Reach out to people. Outreach ministry. Here and there. Go to Daphne. You are in Daphne. Go to Mobile. You plant in Mobile. You plant in Pensacola. You plant in other places. Freedom Church is a mobile church. It's a moving church. It's a church that will take the love of Jesus to the world and be discipling people here and there. I pray that the power of the Spirit of God will give us that anointing, that from now, as we hear the word of God, we respond to the word of God. And as we respond to the word of God, we begin now to send out mails, send out invitation to bring more souls to church next Sunday, and to tell people to follow us to the church. And I tell you what, as we do that, we are increasing, we are growing, and as we grow, we'll be able to do more to the nations. Amen. Are you blessed this morning? Are you blessed this morning? To end this message, I want to say this. What to do to bear fruit of souls for the kingdom? How can I be fruitful for the kingdom? I have the answers here. What can I do to be fruitful for the kingdom? Number one, abide in the vine. What do you hear? Abide in the vine. Tell somebody, abide in the vine. Tell another person, say, abide in the vine. What does it mean to abide in the vine? To remain in Jesus. To remain in Christ. Remain in Jesus, because you can't do it on your own. Abide in the vine. Number two thing to do to be fruitful. Stay green by daily drawing nutrients from the vine. Stay fresh. Stay green by drawing nutrients from the vine every day. Feed. How do you draw nutrients from the vine? A. Feed daily in the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, the book of the law should not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate upon it day and night. By so doing, you will be able to make your way prosperous and have good success. Amen. Amen. Number two, feed by the word of God and draw from his presence. That's number two. Draw from his presence by creating the atmosphere of worship. Draw from his presence by creating the atmosphere of worship. John chapter 4 and verse 24. God seek for true worshiper who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Psalm 22 verse 3. God inhabits the praise of his people. Anytime you worship, you are bringing down the presence of God. So if you want to be fruitful, always draw from the presence of God by worship and praise. Amen. And then you do all of that, God is going to help you. Then the third thing you must do to bear fruit is to endure the pruning of the Father. Endure the pruning of the Father. For he purgeth you to bring forth much fruit. The Father prune. I don't know if you have seen where they prune flower, you know, to make it look good. You know, the Father, anything in your life that will disturb you from bearing fruit, the Father, prune it away, cut it away. Amen? If the Father wants me to bear fruit, he has to prune me. He has to prune me. He has to prune sickness out of my body so that I can be healthy to bear fruit. He has to prune poverty out of my life so that I can be blessed to be a blessing to other people. He has to prune anything that will make me unfruitful. The Father has to prune me. So in the process of pruning, there is pain. In the process of cutting things out of you, there is pain. But you have to endure. You have to be patient. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. You have to endure. You have to be patient. Tell somebody, I'm going to endure the pruning of the Father. Say it again, I'm going to endure the pruning of the Father. Say amen. Number four, pray. Pray for laborers. Pray for missionaries. Pray for people God is sending all over the world. Your prayer can also make more fruit to come out. Number five, and the last one, invest into the kingdom expansion. Invest into the kingdom expansion. To the glory of the Lord, God has given you a word that this is a season of fruitfulness. And God wants you to invite somebody to church next Sunday. Like Andrew invited Simon to Jesus. Like Philip invited Nathaniel to Jesus. Now it is your turn to bring somebody next Sunday to church. Amen. If you are willing, say, Lord. If you are willing, say, Lord, anoint me to be fruitful. Say, Lord, anoint me to be fruitful. From now on, I'll be inviting people to the church. I'll be inviting people to your house. I'll be bringing people to Jesus. I'm going to invite them. I'm going to be praying for them. I'm going to go out for souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hand for Jesus. Now, this is a season of what? Let's say it together. This is a season of what? Let's say it loud. Fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. Amen. There are three levels of fruitfulness. Number one is what? Fruit of the body, right? Number two is what? Fruit of the spirit. Number three is what? Fruit of the souls. Amen. And the fruit of the souls is the harvest for the kingdom, bringing souls to Jesus Christ. And we are ready to bear fruits of the soul and bring souls to Jesus Christ. We're not going to come to church all alone next Sunday. We're going to come inviting other people to Jesus like Andrew did, like Philip did, and like other people has been doing. We are ready. This is our turn. This is our season for fruitfulness. If you are blessed this morning, say, I bless, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Amen. All right. This is the word God got for you. Then the number two thing God want to do in your life this morning, if there are people here that want God miracles in their life. I know everybody want miracle. I know if there is somebody who want to surrender his life to Jesus or for the first time, or if there is somebody who want to rededicate his life to Jesus, you know, and you want to be fruitful. You want to do more for the kingdom of God. You want prayer this morning. I am so glad and so happy because each time God send me and give me a word, He back up the word with signs and wonders. He back up the word with signs and wonders. Amen. Amen. Now, to tell you that, whenever a man of God prophesy over your life, he has been sent by God to give you that prophecy. And when a prophecy comes from God, there must be proof of manifestation. When a man prophesy and it doesn't come to pass, he becomes false. But when what he prophesy come to pass, you know, that's God. Amen. So God is telling us that this is a season that Freedom Church has to be fruitful. And my brother, where is that boy? I want to pray for that boy especially. There's something happened. I met this couple in a church some time ago. I can't remember. Sister, can you come and let us know a little bit what the Lord has done through prophesying and through prophecy, you know, so that can stir up the heart of people. You understand? From believing that, look, when a man of God prays for you, you can receive your miracle because God has done it before and He's going to do it again. So, my dear sister, tell us your name.
My name is Leanne, and my husband's Christopher. We're from Robertsdale, and we have a 13-year-old, and we tried for many years to have another kid, but never came to pass. But Isaiah came about 2.5 years ago and prophesied that I was going to have a mighty man of God. And honestly, I laughed in his face because we were done. And then 2 weeks later, I was pregnant with Asher. And the enemy tried to stop the pregnancy. The enemy tried to, at 24 weeks, I was in preterm labor. And through prayers, and they said that he was going to have all kinds of problems, and we prayed against it, and he just has been a blessing and perfectly healthy.
Please, Pastor Mark, please come. To God be the glory. I am going to join with the angel of the house to bless this baby.
Father, we give you thanks in the strong name of the Lord Jesus that we see standing in front of us a family that you have touched, that you have anointed. And together with one voice, we say hallelujah. Praise hallelujah. To you, Jesus. Asher's life is a picture of fruitfulness. His life is a picture of your power made manifest in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, may your hand of favor, your hand of anointing and blessing rest on Asher and on this family. God, we pray not only that you would protect him, but that you would use him and make him powerful for the kingdom and dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. May all of your plans and purposes for Asher's life come to fruition.
Yes.
We trust you with today. We trust you with the future that you have for him.
Yes.
And we just speak blessing over him now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Mighty man of God. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. At this point, we want to, if you need prayer, whatever form, whatever, if you hurt, you are having pain, back pain, pain on your waist, spinal cord, wherever, whatever pain, you have a heart condition, you have eyesight problem, anything, the Lord God, his anointing is right here to heal you today. Then, if you want God to help you, you want to rededicate your life to God, you want to be more fruitful, you want to really be useful to the kingdom, to bring souls and much souls to the kingdom of God, this is the time to minister to everybody that is in the house. Pastor
Amen.
Mark.
Amen.